My dearly beloved in Christ, if we turn our attention to the epistle for today, St. Paul speaks about baptism and compares it to our Lord dying on the cross, and then rising from the dead. Because by baptism, we have died with Christ to sin, and then we now live a spiritual life. We know that our old self has been crucified with him in order that the body of sin may be destroyed, that we may no longer be slaves to sin. These words remind me in particular of the saint we celebrate today, Saint Maria Goretti, a saint that we should know about for several reasons. First of all, she was a modern saint, having been martyred in the year 1902. She also is a great model and patron for youth and for all of us in this day and age of so many temptations and seductions against purity. She was a martyr of purity. And also, we have her relic. In fact, we have two relics of St. Maria Goretti. One in the relic case in our side relic chapel, and the other is on the altar. So St. Maria Goretti was born in 1890 in Italy in a very poor family. She was the third of seven children. But due to economic circumstances, her father decided to move from where they lived, and they moved to an area south of Rome to a farm called Le Ferriere. And around that time, working hard in the field, her father died. She was only 9 years old. So now a lot of responsibility fell on her shoulders because she was the oldest girl. Her oldest brother had died in infancy, so there was an older brother surviving, and then Maria, and then her younger brothers and sisters. And she was in charge of cooking and cleaning the house and sewing and taking care of her younger sister, her youngest sister, the youngest child, while the mother was out in the field supervising and working with her older siblings, and also with a man named Giovanni Serinelli. The Goretti family, were very poor. They had to share a home with this man and his son, Alessandro. Now, this son had twice attempted before to seduce Maria Goretti into sin, and she had adamantly refused. And then finally, on that fateful day, it was July the 5th of 1902, he again confronted her, and she vehemently refused his advances and said, "Alessandro, it is a sin. You will go to hell." But he, being overcome by his lust, wouldn't hear of it. He grabbed a knife, which was more like an ice pick, and he stabbed her 14 times and then locked himself in his room. Now, after some time, and this happened about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, a little bit later, her mother came in from the field, saw her lying there covered with blood, and she said to Maria, "Who has done this to you?" And Maria said, "It was Alessandro, and I wouldn't agree to commit sin with him." Well, Maria was taken to a hospital. The ambulance in those days was just simply a coach pulled by horses over the rough roads, and it took a couple hours to get to the nearest hospital. She was operated on and ended up dying about 24 hours after she was attacked. So she died on July the 6th, which I believe was a Sunday, a Saturday or Sunday that year, 1902. She wasn't even 12 years old. She was 3 months shy of her 12th birthday. Now, Maria Goretti was canonized by Pope Pius XII in 1950. She is a patron of the Children of Mary, again, a special patron of youth because of her chastity. before she died, the priest brought communion to her in the hospital, and he asked her if she forgave, if she would forgive the man, young man who attacked her, Alessandro. And she said, yes, I forgive him. I want him to be in heaven with me. Quite a heroic thing for this girl to forgive her attacker. But Alessandro, unfortunately, when he was sent to prison, sentenced to 30 years in prison, remained utterly unrepentant for a number of years. He refused to see a priest, and again was totally unrepentant. And then after several years of being in prison, Maria Goretti appeared to him. And in this vision, she offered him a bouquet of 14 flowers. Now 14, again, was the number of times she was stabbed by him. And so this bouquet of flowers indicated her forgiveness and also indicated her wounds. Alessandro was overcome by this and wanted to see a priest. And he not only repented, but when he finally got out of prison, which was in 27 years, he was released 3 years early, he begged forgiveness of her mother, and he went and spent the rest of his life in a Franciscan monastery. He died just in 1974, I believe. At any rate, one of the things that he said later on in his life, he wrote this, that his downfall was bad pictures, magazines. He would get these magazines and pictures from the newsstand of indecently clad women and look at them. And this excited his lust.
No problem. Did you listen to the record?
Now, he was not sentenced to life in prison in consideration of his youth. He was 20, I believe, at the time he stabbed her. And also, his mother had died when he was just an infant, I believe, young child. And there was a history of mental illness in his family. So there were various circumstances by which he was given a lighter sentence than he otherwise would have been given. But the lesson here is that his downfall was looking at these indecent, immodest images. Now, you think about that a little over 100 years ago in 1902, compared to today, especially with the internet, with modern means of communication and photography and so forth, where our society is saturated with indecency, immodesty, seduction, occasions of sin. And how important to avoid these dangers, to call upon the great saints like Saint Maria Goretti to intercede for us, and to say no, like she did to the advances of Alessandro, to say no to sin, to say no to temptation, and to cut off from ourselves all occasions of sin. We must cut out the occasion of sin, otherwise it's like tempting God. To go into an occasion of sin or expose oneself to occasions of sin and then to pray and say, dear God, help me not to fall into sin. That again is a type of tempting Almighty God. So think about the example of Saint Maria Goretti, her heroism at such a young age. It is interesting that her mother was illiterate, and yet she taught Maria and her siblings the catechism. She taught them to love God, and she taught them to avoid sin. Saint Maria Goretti had made her first Holy Communion shortly before her martyrdom, and she took it very seriously and was well prepared and had a retreat and resolved, like Saint Dominic Savio did, death rather than sin. So these words of Saint Paul in today's epistle fit very well with the life and the example of Saint Maria Goretti. We know that our old self has been crucified with him in order that the body of sin may be destroyed, that we may no longer be slaves to sin. For he who is dead is acquitted of sin. Let us die to sin. Let us remove the occasions of sin. And let us live good spiritual lives, especially cultivating that beautiful, that wonderful virtue of purity. Saint Maria Goretti, pray for us.